This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Anti-government protesters in Iraq's capital have shut down key roads. Schools and government offices are also closed in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities Sunday, the start of the work week in the Muslim-majority country. The demonstrators are demanding change in the country's political system. The protests, which began a month ago, have increased in size in recent days, with demonstrators defying security forces that have killed scores of people. Tens of thousands of Islamists at a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader calling for the prime minister to resign. Cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rahman has hinted he direct his partisans to march on the seat of Pakistan's government and force Khan's resignation. Khan says he is not planning to quit. Riot police stormed several malls in Hong Kong on Sunday in a move to stop more pro-democracy protests. The raids come as the city's leader heads to Beijing for talks on deepening economic integration between the semi-autonomous Chinese territory and mainland China. There were calls online urging protesters to gather in seven locations to sustain a push for political reform following a chaotic day of protests and clashes with police on Saturday. In Beirut, thousands of people turned out Sunday to show their support for Lebanon's president. The demonstration was held near the presidential palace in southeastern Beirut. The show of support for the country's president is in direct contrast to the protests Lebanese citizens began staging across the country last month, demanding a complete overhaul of Lebanon's sectarian-based politics. For more on any of today's stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader on Sunday again ruled out negotiations with Washington. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Sunday, a day before the 40th anniversary of the hostage crisis at the former U.S. embassy in Tehran, that Iran will not yield to pressure imposed by its longtime foe, the United States. He added that holding talks with Washington will not solve Tehran's problems. He is quoted by state TV as saying that one way to block America's influence is to ban any talks with America. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Nigel Farage, the pro-Brexit campaigner, says he will not stand in the Britain's snap election, instead devoting his time to campaigning against Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal deal. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Nigel Farage, the Brexit campaigner and leader of the UK's upstart Brexit Party, has said he will not run in the country's snap election. Farage is opposed to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal deal, saying it binds the UK too closely to EU political objectives. His decision to field candidates in 600 constituencies in next month's election is a potential setback for Johnson, as it risks splitting the vote of Brexit supporters. But on Sunday, the Prime Minister said his deal was the only way to get Brexit done. Johnson also said it was a matter of deep regret that the UK had not left the EU on October the 31st, as he had pledged.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Thousands of workers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees have launched an open-ended strike in Jordan. A spokesman for the striking workers says the agency's more than 6,000 workers began the strike on Sunday. For the second week in a row, President Trump was greeted with a lukewarm reception at a sporting event. This time, it was at a UFC fight in New York City. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Both loud boos and cheers could be heard as President Trump, joined by his sons Don Jr. and Eric, as well as several congressional Republicans, took their seats at the mixed martial arts fight at Madison Square Garden Saturday night. Trump has been a longtime supporter of the UFC and its head, Dana White. The greeting, though split, was warmer than the reception Trump received last Sunday when he was roundly booed and faced a lock-him-up chant at Game 5 of the World Series in Washington, D.C. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration rule requiring immigrants prove they will have health insurance or can pay for medical care before they get visas. Seven U.S. citizens and a nonprofit organization filed the federal lawsuit Wednesday, contending the rule would block nearly two-thirds of all prospective legal immigrants. For more news, go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.